Good morning. You are here at Mind for the Well with Gerard Terrell. I am your host, Gerard Terrell. I know that's funny, but not really. This podcast used to formerly be called Positive Vibes Daily, and we are doing our best to make sure that we continue to keep giving you those positive vibes. It may not be daily, but you will get them pretty often. This podcast today, I just want to start off with an affirmation. And this is, I am attracting wealth, abundance, and prosperity into my life in rapid ways. I'm going to say that affirmation one more time. It is, I am attracting wealth, abundance, and prosperity into my life in rapid ways. First off, I want to say thank you guys for kind of tuning in and coming by. Check me out today on this podcast. We are going through a transition, of course, and also this quarantine situation that we're going through, along with you know, just the coronavirus in general, it's throwing us off, man. But we got to realize the things that's involved with what's going on. We understand that stress is a big deal right now, and stress can cause illness. It can cause sickness, and it can definitely derail you, and we don't want anything that's going to weaken us during this time. So I just want to emphasize that stress does weaken your immune system. So we have to make sure that we consistently work on keeping our energy high, keeping our health in check, and making sure that we are good. So some things that if you don't take supplements or don't take any type of multivitamin or anything, I suggest you take vitamin B6, vitamin C, of course, and vitamin E to all boost with your immune support system to keep you good. And please make sure that if you have an autoimmune system situation, or you know, elderly or young children, just make sure you guys be safe at all times. Starting off, I just want to say, hey, I feel like I've been having a couple conversations lately with people, and I do think since the world is the way it is, it's difficult to be positive. And sometimes it's the little things that can get you moving in a direction of positivity. Sometimes you can, little things like your smile, sometimes you can use your smile to change your world, to change the world, period. And you never want to let the world take away that smile. That smile can just by, you can fake it. I know I'm not a real big fake it to make it type of person, but if you smile every morning, that can actually get you on your way to happiness for the day. It's amazing how such little things like that can create such big things in you. A couple other things when it comes to smiling, you know, and just in love in general, is you got to remember that self-love should be unconditional. You know, if you love someone else, you got to love yourself the same way. So just make sure you love yourself even when you aren't fulfilling your expectations. Make sure that you love yourself at all times. It really matters right now. Just for your well-being and your care. And that's how we really gonna make it right now. You know, I'm in the process of working on not chasing. You know, I have to attract what belongs to me. Things that come to me, I can't be in a scarcity mindset at all. And I have to let things come to me. And I explain more about that scarcity mindset another day, not today. You know, but that's definitely something that if you want to Google it, check it out. Scarcity mindset and what it means. You always want to make sure that you are working on being positive without having to put anything on or a person on a pedestal. The goal is to just put it out there, stay in your purpose, work in your purpose, and things will come to you. If it's money, if it's your job, your career, if it's a relationship, you know, those things will come to you when you don't put it on a pedestal. This is my opinion, and you guys Tell me what you think. Also want to let you all know that you have to keep evolving and keep recreating yourself. And you can do this a couple of different ways. You can read, exploring different things, discovering new things that you wouldn't have learned at all. I mean, learning new things and expanding your mind will add versatility to your life. And that's what you want. You want to add just a little more layers to yourself, and you'll feel better about yourself. Again, going back to the self-love, you shouldn't be who you were last week. To constantly be evolving and progression to be the ideal you. You should try to envision yourself as the end result of what you want. And if you're working on your purpose, make sure that you have a end goal of where you see yourself, and then envision yourself being that person. You know, you need to create new habits and consistently upgrade yourself in all ways and on all levels. It's just really important right now. I know I keep saying the importance thing, but it really is. But I think that's all I have today. I just want to share that because it was just on my mind, and I just want to get that out. I think it's very beneficial. I know it's going to say important again, but it really is important. And I appreciate you checking me out today. Today is March 27, 2020, and I'll have a more detailed podcast about the scarcity mindset on the next episode. So I appreciate you for coming checking me out today. You can reach me at Facebook at Gerard Terrell or Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. You can also find me on Instagram at MW with Gerard Terrell. You can find the YouTube channel at Mindfully Well with Gerard Terrell. And of course, you listen to the podcast, and we are on several different platforms currently: Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, a couple of different platforms right now. So, you know, keep vibing with me, keep checking me out. And if you really want to reach me by email, you can do that as well: gerard.terrell@gmail.com. There's plenty of ways to get in contact, you know, to help make this better, and also help us stay as stress free as possible during the time that we're in right now. So I appreciate you for listening today, and catch me in the next one. Thank you. Bye.